My name is Jennifer Pavolano, and you're listening to the BuzzerBlog podcast. Today we're talking to Angus McIntyre, who's been driving buses in Vancouver for 40 years. I spoke to him on August 25th as he was getting ready to start a run on the number 7 Nanaimo station.
Is this the exact day that you started?
The exact day that I started my training and employment with BC Hydro.
And why did you start, why did you decide to become a transit operator in the first place?
As a kid, living in Windsor, Ontario, I used to ride the old Fagel twin coaches, and that's what I wanted to do, right? And then we moved to Australia for 5 years, and we lived in Melbourne, and they had a huge tram system, streetcars, and then I just wanted to be a tram driver. And then we moved back to Ontario, and then we moved out here. And so finally, when I was 21, I went down and was hired.
Do you remember anything from those first initial runs?
Actually, the very first revenue run was at Granville, Victoria, on a Sunday night. And I remember there was an irate passenger, which on the Victoria bus, it still happens.
So 40 years of driving transit in Vancouver, how does it feel?
Well, just in the last little while, I've started to run out of patience. I've done really well up until now, and you need a lot of patience for this job, more than anything, but just in the last while, and maybe it's because I plan to retire next June, and I think that's kind of making me a little impatient now. It's when you reflect back over the years, and you know this date is coming up, it kind of catches you off guard, and I still can't quite believe that after all these years that I'm still driving the old number 7 on Powell. One of the reasons I like driving on the waterfront down Powell rather than Hastings, you get a view, you see the port, and you also have the train tracks and trains going by. I've always been interested in trains, and so that's a bonus, right, to be able to go down that way.
What's changed over the years? What are the big differences?
Well, when I started, we handled money. We had $120 in a cash fund, which is like $1,500 now. It was a lot of money. And we had a cash box, which is what you see over here. At work, this is what we worked with. People got on and they bought tokens and we made change. This was up on the dash and we ran the changer and filled it up as we drove. So this was one part of the job, which was a big change to now.
Well, now, what stayed the same over the years?
One thing that really hasn't changed is human nature. I mean, 40 years has gone by, really hasn't changed a lot. What has changed is that there's more of an edge to things now, that things just in those days seemed a little softer on the edges and not as intense as they are now.
Any memorable passengers?
One of my regular passengers named Doreen, who might show up today, has been on since I first started. And she is now 91. She's a live wire. She's out all the time doing things. And she lives up near Nanaimo and Dundas. She's one of my favorite passengers because she is by far the longest riding passengers. Your regular passengers, if you work the same line all the time, are a big bonus. And I live in Dunbar, and so driving the Dunbar route, you see your neighbors, you see people you know, and that really is a plus.
So what kept you going all these years after? Was there a point where you were like, okay, this is what I'm doing?
There was never a point, even on the most disastrous day, that I felt like quitting.
And is there any advice that you'd like to pass on to future drivers?
Just, you need lots of patience. If you have the patience, your day will fall into place a bit better. You're dealing with traffic, heavy loads of passengers, new situations all the time. Since I started on this job, I've had 4 employers, 3 unions, and 4 major labor disputes that were 9 months of lost wages. And you have to be prepared for change. You know, that's working as a bus driver in the city, you never know what's going to come around the corner politically or in equipment and everything else.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much, Jennifer.
Thank you.